You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Welcome back to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody podcast. I'm your host, Lo, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. First things first, happy Mashujaa Day. Let's celebrate together. Let's go, baby. Bro, I know you guys have seen that video. That video was insane. That video was insane. Deserved, but also insane. I always think about those situations, like, you know how, like, if you enter someone's house and, like, if you enter my house and I decide to beat you up, I can easily turn around and say self-defense and not get into trouble for it because you are in my house. I always imagine, wana how I say ukwana, so much confidence kuingia someone's car. Until now, it's finally happened. Bro, can you imagine when I get to a gari, I'm saying, and a lock, I'm gonna drive. And a skirt. No, wait, too. Like, and I used to know that, nah, that video was sweaty as hell. I hope so many of them get scared of doing that from now on. Like, she's my hero. She's the goat. She's literally the goat for real. Bruh, I'm about to tell you guys something that's going to mind fuck you because there's no way I'm going to be mind fucked alone. Do you know? Did you guys know it's not open sesame? It's open sesame. As in? My whole life is a lie. I'm so stressed. Like, what's actually going on? What's going on? What's the truth and what's a lie? What's real and what's not? Is life, am I even real? You know, some days I usually feel like that. In all honesty, some days I do. Some days I'm just like, maybe in Tamka Tuna, I realize nothing, none of anything that happened. Like, so just, it was all a dream. Word to Biggie. But anyway, let's jump into this week's episode. How have you guys been? How was your week? I went to the dentist yesterday. I went to the dentist yesterday and I went for a lot of medical checkups and I went for a trip I'm about to take. So I needed to get a shot. I needed to get a shot in a sound like a mini doggy or some shit. But anyway, yeah. So yeah. And I'm going to tell you guys, I told you one thing about my dentist likes to throw awkward comments that will just make me angry. I think umse anenjengi tu kuona nikuwa uncomfortable, like anapenda tu kuona nikuwa. Let me tell you what went down. So I was going to go to the dentist and my auntie came back to the country. So I told her she wanted to hang out yesterday. She wanted to go out to eat and whatever. So I explained to her that I was going to the dentist. And she was like, oh, yeah, she'd love to come too. She'd want like a cleaning done or whatever. Because obviously I had just gone to the dentist recently. It's just that, I don't know, teeth cleaning is fun. I'm not going to lie. That's the best process. I went for cleaning and to replace one of my fillings. So, yeah. So that's what I went for. And where was I? Oh, I was talking about how, yeah. So I went with my auntie and yeah. So when we got there, I'm with my auntie. He doesn't say anything weird. He just says, hi. He's very casual. I'm like, oh, we're done with the awkward phase. Like, it's done. I was hoping maybe he bagged the little baddie and now he's not interested in me anymore. And I can't switch. Let me tell you, even if my dentist has a crush on me, I'm not saying he does. Maybe he's just awkward like that and he likes to make those jokes. But even if he did, and I found out, I think Neze Iwacha too. Like, I cannot risk starting over with another dentist who I don't know. What if I meet an amateur dentist? Bruh. You know how your teeth is like. So anyway, so I sat on the kacha thingy. And he starts like, you know, there examining before the process, the whole cleaning and everything starts. Just, you know, just looking looking at what he has to work with, I usually really hate the process of opening your mouth at the dentist, because I feel like that's such a vulnerable position. I'm just mouth open, just it's giving fish. Literally, this person is seeing everything. And one thing that day when I was going, it was the day before yesterday, because I'm going to drop anyway, you'll get what I mean. So I brush my teeth like three times in the morning. And I flossed. Even on the way there, because I took a cab, but I didn't drive. I didn't know what was going to happen, and maybe I was going to be numb or in pain or something, and you know, I wasn't going to be in a position to drive. But anyway, that didn't happen, so I just wasted cab money. But anyway, better safe than sorry. So this man, what was I saying? I don't think I was there. Oh yeah. I usually have that kind of thing where I like brush my teeth and I'll floss before, because I'm like, I don't want him to start seeing sejuma particles in my mouth and thinking, oh damn. Because I feel like it's just a vulnerable position. I know you're going to get your mouth cleaned, but you come up and you're not cleaning in your back kiasi before cleaning up, because you know, it's kind of going to come down to chafu, to dirty. But anyway, yeah, so I'm lying on the table and he's, you know, doing the kahul, whatever thing first before the whole process starts. This man out of nowhere just asks, are you pregnant? Have you ever been thrown off so bad? He threw me off so bad, bro. Karibu ata ni ume izo machuma. Kwani kwa mdomo wangu msi kuanga. Karibu ni ziume. I was like, what the hell is actually going on? And then I thought, maybe he sees something in my mouth. Makes him, you know, and maybe I am. I was like, why would you ask me that? Why? He was like, I don't know. I'm just asking just so I know in case any injection or any whatever is being done. I was like, this motherfucker. He striked again. And he got me. He got me again. Bruh. He got me so bad. I was waiting for him to say something like, oh, so you were sucking dick last Thursday from all these throat scars. Bruh. Why would I say that? Because I don't even do that. But anyway. Yeah, other than that, nothing else was awkward. It was fine. My teeth are so clean. I feel like there's a smile to Kila Malin and there's a hunger too, like no one is going to get in anyone's face. Bro, you guys remember when I was telling you if I ever got money? Wait, let me phrase that better, because I'm a believer of speaking stuff into existence. So when I do get money. But anyway, I was saying how, like, if I got money, there's nothing I'd fix about myself. I would probably get veneers. I would probably get my teeth done. You know how, like, whenever you want to do something or you make phone calls or whatever, TikTok, all of a sudden the algorithm just shows you everything that you're about to do. There's this one girl I saw when I was scrolling on TikTok just before the appointment, literally when I was in the cab on the way, she got her teeth fixed. Bro, I don't know. Those teeth were looking so good. The lineup was just nice. Like, everything about them was just looking good. I was like, wait a minute. Because now when she smiles, it even... First of all, on top of all of that, she's a very fine girl. Like, I feel like women on TikTok are so attractive. I don't know if it's just me. Listen, I know I'm attractive, but sometimes when I get on TikTok, I'm like, hey, maybe I need to tone it down a little bit. Like, you'll see someone so unrealistically fine. Like, are they even real? I don't know. TikTok can really play with your confidence. TikTok can absolutely play with your confidence, because you're just minding your own business and you get on and you just see the finest person in the world and you're like, oh. And it's usually both, because the men look good, the women look good. But anyway, so she was really pretty, and then she had now her teeth were fixed, and now, yes, when I do get money, guys, that's the thing that I'm fixing. I'd pick fixing my teeth over BBL. like, It just makes sense. The body can just be bodying the way it wants to body. But, like, the teeth? I could see that happening. I could 100% see that happening. Not that I hate my teeth or anything. I'm just saying, if we could tweak them up a little bit, and that's the smile that he's going to be giving, I would never shut up. I'd just be smiling at people, talking every chance that I get, ningekuwa tunaongea, like ndakuwa tu annoying. Asa hizo maneno zinaweza anguka bro, like neza zi overused. Neza zi overused bro. Anyway, well, at that time of the year where it's almost like vacation time and stuff like that, and I realized the last time I went on vacation was like beginning of this year. I went to Zanzibar, and that's all I've done this year. I feel like this year I've been super busy with like personal things in my life, so I haven't had the time to even think of playing with the money that I have. Like, you know, whenever I get money, I'm saving for this, I'm saving for that, I'm saving for that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So yeah, still, I don't know. The only trip that I took, and I see people on vacation all the time. I'm seeing people going to Diani's, doing what. I'm so jealous, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That's the one thing that makes me jealous from the internet. I remember there's a time I was telling you guys how, oh, I don't like the internet because, you know, it's vacations. Vacations are the one thing when I see people on vacation, I'm like, oh, yeah, that it kidogo strikes a nerve. I'm like, yeah, I'm actually feeling the jealousy in me. Like, that's ugly, but I'm feeling it and I can't control it. So what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And when I was thinking of vacations, I wanted to tell you guys a story time. Bro, there was a time when people are doing this thread of, how was that thread again? Was it such a, oh yeah, it was girl math, boy math. The time when people, the women started cooking the niggas and the niggas started cooking the women. And this one guy said something that was so vicious and it's just so funny. This guy said how ati girl math is going on vacation with a ton of friends and coming back with no friends. I'm about to give you guys a story time, and I'm going to tell you guys how I went. One time I went on vacation with, okay, not a ton of friends, but I went with one friend. The rest were half friends, and I came back with no friends, nada, none whatsoever. So anyway, this is like 2021, around 2021. We had gone on vacation with, we were like, how many were we? We were like five of us. Yeah, we were like five of us, and we went on vacation. So this was my friend at the time, and we had gone with her friends as well. Like, I was cool with them. Not that, yeah, I wasn't friends with them. It's just that, you know, when you're classifying someone as your friend, I feel like they have to be your friend, not just anyone gets the term friend. Like, just because to me hangouts, hey manishi. Anyway, so we went to Coast together, and she actually, one of them, now, okay, no, I'll get to that point later. So we went on a trip, yada yada, and we were just chilling and kicking it and whatever. So at this point, the nigga that I was seeing at the time did not come for this trip. So it was just us, and one of the babes was his best friend, right? So we go on a trip, you know, girls get drunk, we start oversharing, we start, you know, talking a lot. I start opening up, I start telling them how much, you know, I like this man and everything and all that. So I'm feeling like, oh, this is nice. You know, just ladies bonding, chilling, talking and just having fun. So continuation of the trip. At this point, I don't remember what happened. I don't remember what exactly transpired that. Oh, no, not now. When we were having these conversations and everything, I was comfortable with telling my friend stuff because she's my friend. You know, you don't tell everyone your business. So I was comfortable with telling her stuff. And I was also, well, I wasn't really talking a lot to his best friend, but I had spoke to her about certain stuff and stuff like that. So one of the girls who actually used to be on this podcast as a host, not Joan. Joan went to Australia, so I hope she's doing good where she is. But anyway, so she was a podcast host at the time on this Nini. And yeah, so she turned around and went and told, at this point, I didn't know this. Mind you, I did not know this part. So she went and told these two girls, she was like, oh, you know, she doesn't like me. She's like, I'm a bit sneaky and I'm not telling her things. I think because she felt some type of way because I was opening up to my friend, and the nigga that I liked is my best friend. We were named sister. I was opening up to the two of them. And I guess she, I don't know, wanted me to tell her stuff and, you know. And at this point, I already had not trusted her because even prior, before when we used to hang out, even before the coast, like before the coasting, I think we hung out like maybe two, three times. And I used to see how she would tell people's business and just talk about people. And already from there, I just kept her at a distance. It was no beef, but I just kept her at a distance. You know those people who, you know, whenever they find out someone's business, they're so willing to tell anyone's business. So you're like, yeah, not mine though. Not mine though. Y'all be easy. Anyway, so yeah. So now during the trip, she starts making up stuff. This point, mind you, I still don't know that she's saying these things or doing these things behind my back. So even then, my friend at the time gets mad at me. Mind you, I still haven't even clocked that she's mad at me. I don't know what's being said or what's being done or whatever. I'm just minding my business. And I'm usually this type of person who, even on vacation, I like to be alone sometimes. For the most part, I like to be alone. Like when we're doing activities together, I'll be there. But for the most part, I like to just sit down in my own silence and whatever. It doesn't even mean that I'm uncomfortable or whatever. Even when I'm just kicking it normally at like someone's house or whatever, I will just be quiet, minding my own business. Because not at the time to ume. There are times too unasikianga tu kunyamaza na kukati yourself. So yeah. So at this point, I didn't notice that they were kind of like excluding me from things. Meaning, kwa nani tu, oh, I really appreciate that I'm getting my space. Like I'm good where I'm at. So I think it got to one night, and I went to ask them, oh, should we get this and this? And I got such a cold response. It was giving now mean girl vibes, but I hadn't really clocked that. I was like, maybe we're just tired or whatever, because we've been here for a minute and whatever. So afterwards, we get invited to some other house now to go and chapa sherehe. So when we're going to that house, I ended up going with now my friend and other people who are in the car. There's one guy driving, one guy sitting shotgun, and then the two of us at the back. Now, the two guys who are driving are also her homies. Like, everyone were with that day was her homie. She was my homie now. So when we're in the car, she tells me, she's like, oh, we need to talk because I feel like some weird shit is going on between us. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, we can do that. Do you want to do it here or when we get to the place? And she's like, we can do it when we get to the place. So when we get to the house, it was like, Nikamase, you know, Pamukjura Coast. I love it. There was another Airbnb that was close to our Airbnb. So we went there, and then when we got there, they all now came to me. Even as I now, people who were not even in the mix in the first place also came. So they've come, they're like, I say, oh, you know, you've been lying about this and this and this, but you want to. First of all, she lied and said that I had hooked up with someone else on that trip. And then she was like, oh, you don't want to tell us because you don't want now the girl who's the best friend of the guy that I liked to tell the best friend. So they're like, oh, you know, you're just being sneaky about it, but you don't want the truth to come out. And that's why you're not telling us. I was so thrown. I was like, at what point? I'm even looking at my friend. I'm asking her, I'm like, I've been by your side for the most part of this trip. And when I haven't, I've just been there, like sitting, you know, like place on and Yona or whatever. So now she keeps on going off and off and off. So when I'm trying to ask my friend, yo, what's going on? She consistently tries to get louder than me and not even give me a chance to get a word in. So now it feels like I'm being ambushed entirely on a trip. I don't know these people. My own friend now is even peeking outside. Like, she's not even looking at me anymore. I'm like, what in the hell is actually going on? Mind you, we've been drinking the whole way to that house, so I was really lit. And I felt really bad. So at this point, I was like, I just got up and I went to the bathroom and I got so upset and I even started crying. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I was so thrown. I was like, what the hell is actually going on? So at this point, she even comes to the bathroom. Now the girl who was on this podcast and who was lying on my name, She comes to the bathroom and she's like, oh, so now she's trying to make it look like, oh, at least she wasn't trying to attack me like that, I'm overreacting and stuff like that. I was like, just give me some space. Like, I'm not even mad at you. Just give me some space. Like, that's all I'm asking for. Just back up a little bit. So she left. And then now some other girl who was not in this situation, she was now dating the guy who were in the car with in the beginning of the story. Now she was dating the guy who was sitting shotgun. So she came to the bathroom and she was like, you know, you don't have to listen to them. You can come and chill with us, because she was there with her other friends as well. She was like, you can come chill with us. She was like, that's some weird mean girl shit going on. Like, that's really childish and whatever it is. And even if something did happen, like, they don't have to attack you like that. Like, you could do whatever you want. Like, you could sleep with whoever you want or whatever it is. Da-da-da. I'm like, girl, yes, that's facts. But, like, why am I crying at this point? I think it was just a liquor, because I didn't even understand why I was crying. But I think I just felt so bad, because I was like, oh, someone can lie on my name. And you, as my friend, the only friend that I have on this vacation, mind you, I am Sujia, how far away from home? You're the only friend that I have on this vacation. You're the only friend I have from Sujia, how many miles away from home? And you're just over there now, even giving me the mean girl treatment. I was so thrown. I think that's what threw me off. I was like, these things happened, bro. Let me tell you. I feel like, anyway, let me not say what I wanted to say, because on a previous podcast episode, I said, oh, Mamboya, see Mamboya, the old girlfriends or whatever. But anyway. So after that, yeah, we continued. I went and sat with this girl, and we kept on drinking with her friends. And then now, I think the fact that, I guess they wanted me to be alone and miserable, and they realized I wasn't alone and miserable, it bothered them. So now my friend came up to me and she was like, oh, I don't want you to be mad at me, whatever. So I asked her, I was like, bro, you could have said something before when all these things were being said. You could have said something when I was trying to talk to you. Like, you just left me there. You let people like attack me, ambush me like that, and, you know, whatever. And she was like, oh, she's sorry. So that ended like that. And, you know, like, the whole drama happened. Like, I'm sure people also noticed, because I'm not a subtle crier. People noticed and whatever. So after that, we just continued drinking. We just ignored all of that. I didn't interact with this other girl who started the stories, because I was like, yeah, she's definitely the one. And even in the midst of the night, she kept on trying to ask me. She was like, oh, you know, why are you trying to make me the bad guy? I was just asking, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, you are not asking, you are stating. There's a difference. And I was just like, you know, just leave me alone. So this is fast forward. We keep on, you know, the trip happens. We end up coming back home. The friend that I went with didn't even have the need to come back home. Sad to come back home. I'm calling my mom. I'm asking my mom for fair for this girl. But she's not even my friend. You know, like, she's not even my friend, because, like, I feel like when you're someone's friend, you don't let stuff like that happen. Well, I don't know, because I wouldn't let that happen to my friend. Even if I felt like something was happening, I would just tell people, no, don't even try and ambush her. Like, don't even try. We'll talk about this another time in an appropriate time and in an appropriate way. So, yeah, so we come back home and everything. So at this point, I already feel some type of way towards her. So I kind of like backed off. You know that one of you just back off from someone. See, to tuna beef or whatever. Nearly, I just wasn't as texting and asking, oh, Leo Kwapi, da-da-da, do you want to link up with the weekend or whatever? I just didn't. So then eventually, like, I guess like a week after that trip and after we got home and everything, she texted me and I was like, yeah, I'm home, da-da. She was like, oh, can I come through because I'm big your sides? And I was like, yeah, sure, you can. So when she came to my house, do you know what this girl tells me? She comes and tells me, you won't believe what happened. I see, oh, she was having a conversation with now the girl who was lying. I see, at this point, I didn't know she was lying. Like, I didn't know because now afterwards when they confronted me, is when I was like, oh. So then now she tells me that this girl said that she made all those things up. She made all those stories up. She was just looking for a reaction. She just wanted a reaction. So she was playing with my feelings, with my emotions, just for the entertainment. Like, mimi ndo nilikuwa the entertainment for your vacation. Do you know how crazy that is? Do you know how crazy people are out here? Like, That's what I was even talking about. You have to be careful with who you let into your life. Because one thing about that girl, the first time I met her from my friend. And my friend was like, oh, this is my friend Blue. She was like, oh, no, I know her. Da-da-da. She's even showing me how she's showing me posts from her archive. How I see, oh, she used to post me as her woman crush Wednesday every Wednesday. I'm like, oh, and then you turn around and you're the biggest, meanest bully I've ever seen in my life. Like, that girl was just not okay in the head. Even if you want to tell me you have personal things going on in your life, I don't think you treat people like that. She was just so foul. And she just always had something to say about me. And at that point, I even told her, I was like, oh, I can't do the podcast with you anymore. And, you know, I just backed off. Like, you just back off civilly because at some point you don't even understand why someone has that much hate in them. And it's like, oh, okay. But you do you. I'm not going to be upset about it or whatever. I mean, I already was. I already cried about it. And you know, life moves on. Life moves on. Life just moves on. But that was such a crazy situation. And even this year when I went on vacation, I went on a solo trip. I feel like even after that, the first time after that when I made myself go on a solo trip was like end of 2022. I went on a solo trip and that was my first time and I was just like, you know what? Sometimes having the confidence of doing things on your own is way better than doing it with people because then you keep the peace. You keep the peace for yourself and that's what's needed. But anyway, I don't know. Bro, I wonder where she is right now. She was so weird. But anyway. Before I end this, I saw this post on TikTok and I felt like I wanted to share it because it's so real. Like, so there's this lady on TikTok. I feel like it's what's happening to me or what's happened to me. Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, it's present and past. But anyway, there's this lady who is explaining how, you know, your life will change for the better. Like, how things are about to start looking up. And she said the first thing that she'll notice is all hell will break loose in your life. Like, literally everything will just go bad. Everything will crash. Everything will be in complete shambles. That's the one step that's going to happen. And you're going to hate it, but it has to happen. Like, everything has to fall apart before things pick themselves up. And she was like, the second thing that's going to happen, you're going to just start having a lot of deja vu or start having a lot of dreams, like dreams that you can't even explain. You're just going to start dreaming and having a lot of deja vu. And the third thing was you're consistently going to be exhausted and you wouldn't even understand why you're exhausted. It's like your body is just tired and you're going to be tired preparing for the new growth that's about to happen, I guess. And she was like, lastly, you're going to have no interest in being connected with the same people. Like, you're going to find yourself not having things in common with the people that you used to. Like, it's like your eyes are going to open to what is and you want different company now. And I was like, it was so real because I feel like I've experienced half of it and experiencing the other half of it. And it's interesting. It's just an interesting take. And I don't know if anyone is feeling like they're there now, if you're feeling like, oh, you know, life is crashing and you're just wondering why everything is just crashing and breaking. I guess you just have to look at it on the positive side and just understand that, oh, life's about to get better for you. You might be losing friends. You might be losing whatever it is that you're losing. It's just that your new journey of life needs everything to start afresh and everything else needs to go for you to attain better. And I guess just look at it on the bright side. I remember there's even a time when Nyambu told me that. She was like, now you're going through the worst of the worst, because she was there with me when I was going through the worst of the worst. And she was like, this is all happening because she's also been there before. Like, even how the worst of the worst happened to her. And, you know, like, you just start growing and glowing, I guess. But yeah, so if anyone is feeling like that, you know, feel free to text me, reach out, whatever, we can have that conversation, we can talk. I'm always open to talking about such things and just seeing where you're at mentally, taking care of whoever I can when I can, because I feel like in life we're here to take care of each other. And when you find someone who's willing to do that, it's honestly just a nice thing. Sometimes you just need an outlet. And yeah, yeah. So if you feel like you want to, go straight ahead. Also, I wanted to do this thing where I want you guys to use the question tag on Spotify. If you're listening to me from Spotify, I want you guys to use the question tag and just ask me a bunch of questions that you want me to answer on the next podcast episode, as well as I'm going to publish the questions below on this episode when you ask me on the question tag. So yeah, ask me questions that you would like me to answer. Anything podcast related, don't ask me are you single? Don't ask me, ask me something of substance, something that we can have a conversation on, something that you think would be informative or whatever. Yeah, just whatever, but with sense, if you get what I'm saying. Anyway, guys, so thank you for tuning in to this episode, as well as enjoy the rest of your holiday. Yeah, that's basically just it. Have fun. Take care of yourselves. Don't do something that you shouldn't be doing. You know, the holiday times are crazy times. People are drunk driving. Take care. Don't drink and drive. And also just be careful. Be on the lookout on the road, because people also are just... Kenyans go crazy on the holidays. I usually actually hate driving on the holidays because I'm saying like kugonga nata we si shidako ni umse. So... yeah, so just take care of yourselves and whatever, and have fun. It's a really long weekend, by the way. It's a really long weekend. So yeah, take care of yourselves. And yeah. So until next time, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody _ on Instagram, and you better ask somebody podcast on YouTube. Until next time, guys. Bye.